Welcome to another inspirational message from Gateway Life Church. We're glad you've joined us and trust that this podcast will be a blessing to you.
Before I begin today, I would like to acknowledge my own dad here, Pa Bob, Bob Mannering. It is... Yeah, did he laugh, Dad? Did you find the dad jokes funny? Because you're quite a good dad joke teller yourself, aren't you? You've told a lot of dad jokes in your time, and we have a whole list of the things that you've taught us. But I want to say, Dad, happy Father's Day, and it's so good to have you here today. And it's been a couple of months, and but for me personally, it's a great gift and a great miracle, and I'm so glad that you're here. There's someone that I'd like to acknowledge also here today, and I think that she wants me to do this really, really quickly because I know that it's quite an emotional day for her. But I'd like to acknowledge my sister, Odette. Honey, would you please stand? I'd like you to stand for a few moments, and there's a reason for this. I love you. I love you. Come here. I just want to say this is my sister, Odette. And I just want to say to you very quickly that if all the dads around the world had half the daughter that you've been to our dad, they would be so, so very, very blessed. So I just want to say thank you for all that you've been doing for Dad. I love you. I think you're awesome. You have such an amazing and a generous heart. And so just thank you for all that you've been doing. I know that it hasn't been easy for you also. And I wanted to give you a little gift right now. So I love you, baby. Wow. We are family. Amen. We are family. I've actually given my Father's Day message today a title, and I am calling it The Rock Eternal. In James chapter 1, verse 17, we're going to begin. It says, every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. You know, this passage of Scripture makes a contrast between the eternal source of all lights, being our Heavenly Father, and the earth's sunlight. By comparison, the sun's light is constantly changing. It changes its position and angle as it rises, sets, and falls, casting shifting shadows across the earth. But it never shines on the whole earth at once. But our Heavenly Father, the Father of all lights, is greater than the sunlight because God's love, light, and presence is everywhere at once, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and throughout every season of life. And we can be certain that whatever changes take place in our family life, in our community, and in human affairs across the world, we can know for sure and be certain that whatever the test, trial, or temptation, whatever oceans we may cross, or whatever mountains we may climb, we can be certain that our God, our Heavenly Father, the Father of all lights, is our rock eternal. Most of you would know that my dad has been in a nursing home for the last 3 and a bit years. And in that time, he's had some serious falls. But in early July, he had a stroke. And because of this, there have been many changes that have taken place in my dad's life. And, you know, it's these changes that make it so personally confronting and so personally challenging. Although, you know, his humorous neurons are still very much intact. When Dad was at the Wodonga Hospital doing rehab, I was there when a nurse went up to my father and said, Bob, are you okay? Are you in any pain? And within a second, my dad looked at the nurse and said, only for you? The nurse is like, oh my gosh, if only he was 60 years younger. And, you know, like a few days later, Dad was in bed. He looked very uncomfortable. And I said, "Dad, are you in pain, buddy?" He goes, "No, I'm in bed." So his humorous neurons are very much intact. But you see, what's most important to remember, what is most important to remember is that in the midst of changing seasons, my friend, in the midst of shifting shadows, sinking sands, there is one who never changes. There is one that we can look up to in the midst of the uncertainties of life, who is described in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4, which says, "Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself is the rock eternal." And that's a good place to give the Lord a mighty hand. Like, seriously, wow. You know, when all else is failing, there is one who never fails. When all else is failing, the Bible says that even the strength of the youth will grow weak, but they whose hope is in the Lord will never be put to shame. God is saying that the sunlight will cast shifting shadows, but there's no shadow of doubt when it comes to his life and his light, his love and promises. Hebrews 13 verse 8 says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And even though emotions may rise and fall like the sun, which cast various shadows that can darken our own minds, remember that in the Father of all lights, all shadows flee. And in Christ, there is no darkness at all. I just think I need to say that again because I need to bring that word by way of remembrance for you. Remember that even though emotions may rise and fall like the sun, which cast shadows that can darken our way of thinking, remember that in the Father of all lights, all shadows flee. And in Christ, there is no darkness at all. This is why Scripture says in Psalm 34, verse 5, it says that those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. You know, someone here just needs to merely turn your attention back on Christ for everything to change in your life. There is someone here, and you're trying to do this in your own strength. And you're going to frustrate yourself. And by way of encouragement, all you need to do is look up again. Because they who look to him will be radiant because of the Father of all lights. In the book of Numbers, God compares himself to a man. And in my Father's Day message today, I want everyone here to know that just as you've had an earthly dad, you also have an eternal heavenly dad. Which might be a shock for some. It might be a shock for some to know that you all have an eternal heavenly dad. Yeah, you've had an earthly dad. And in some ways, they've obviously done the best they can. But guess what? We all have an eternal heavenly father who is also our creator. But he's not like your earthly father who can bring. You know, an earthly father, and I know that there are some people here today who have had an earthly father who have brought abandonment, discouragement, disappointment. But guess what? We don't want to focus on those things here today because we want to focus on the Father of all lights, the one who says, "I love you with an everlasting love," the one who says that you can do all things through me who will strengthen you, the one who is with us every moment of every day, the one who is not like the sunlight on earth. This is why God draws the comparison between himself being the father of all lights and the sunlight. Because even as great as the sun is, it's not everywhere at once. And it casts various shadows as it crosses the equator line. But God is everywhere at once. And in him, there is no shadow, as James 1:17 says. There is no shadow or variance of movement. For he is the father of all light. He is 100% light. And that's the one that we need to look to. That's our responsibility. But of course, he likens himself to a man. In Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, it says, God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not human, so he does not change his mind. He has never spoken and failed to act. Has he ever promised and not carried it through? You know, as we begin to close today, the Bible is full of commands and the Bible is full of promises. A command from God is something we do and follow through on, but a promise from God is something that he will do and follow through on. A command must be obeyed, but a promise must be believed. When God gives a command, he says, you will. But when God gives a promise, he says, I will. But I believe it's also important to share and to note that promises from God are conditional to our responses to God. And I just want to invite the music team to come. So the promises of God are conditional to our response to God. What I'd like to do now is actually just share with you what is one of God's favorite things to say. Do you know that God has some favorite things that he likes to say? How you guys doing? What did you order? A chocolate milkshake. Are you comfortable? Good, good. Well, I'm afraid that it's time to go. I'm just saying. Man, happy Father's Day.
It's nice to be here.
Hey, it was good to have you. Happy Father's Day, man. Pete, happy Father's Day, buddy. I think you're awesome, man. You rock. I want to share with you what I believe is one of God's favorite things to say. And it's really important that you get this because it will encourage you. Thank you. It will help you to believe. Here's one of the things that God loves to say to you and I. Okay? This is what he loves to say. God loves to say yes. When you come before him and when you pray to him, God loves to say yes. In case you didn't know, and for those listening online, you know, my dad made a first-time commitment to Jesus Christ at our very first service as a church. It was on October 28, 2001. And Dad responded to a gospel message and he put up his hand and said, yeah, I prayed that prayer for salvation. I've given my life to God and I've asked him to forgive me of all my sin. And he responded. And Dad's been a part of our church ever since. You know, I wasn't sure if we would see our dad again in church again. It's been a couple of months and it's been pretty tough, as a lot of you would know. But he's a champion. He's a fighter. He's a fighter. So many are amazed that he's been able to come through like he has, but it's because he's a fighter. Isn't that true, Dad? And again, honey, I want to thank you for all that you've done. You've been super, super amazing. But one of God's most favorite things to say to you and I is yes. But some of you don't believe that. Some listening online hear that, but don't really believe it. And this is why. This is one of the differences between a command and a promise. Because again, a command is something that we do. Promise is something that God will do. But in order for the promise to be unlocked and released from heaven on earth, we need to respond. But we need to believe. We need to believe. We need to believe. But one of God's favorite things to say is the word yes. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 19 to 21 says, for Jesus Christ, the Son of God, does not waver between yes and no. He is the one whom Silas, Timothy, and I preach to you. And as God's ultimate yes, he always does what he says he will do. For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes. And through Christ, our amen, which means yes to God, ascends to God for His glory. God wants to say yes to you and I, but what gives God glory is when we say yes to God. Some of you are like, will God forgive me? You might come before God and say, God, will you forgive me? God says, yes. God, will you help me in my hour of need? Yes. God, please, I need to know that you're with me. Will you give me a sign that you're with me today? Because I'm feeling distant from you. God, will you? Yes. God, will you give me a fresh start today? Yes. Now, I spoke earlier from James 1 verse 17 that every good and perfect gift comes from above. And the greatest gift that God can give us is the gift of salvation. My final passage today, Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9 says, God saved you by His grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a free gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so no one can boast. Odette, my sister, Audie, do you like that? Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm just asking. What do you mean, why? You know, the value of this Australian currency is $50. No more, no less. The value of this Australian currency is $50. Odette, would you like this? It's a big choice. It's a hard decision, I know. It's a hard decision. Well, I just want to illustrate something. Some of you would have seen this before, but because someone here needs to know how valuable they are. Hey? In case you didn't hear, she said, I'm worth more than that. But, well, they're going to just screw this up, mess it up a bit, grind it. Do you still want it? I'm going to step on it, make a mess of it, rub it in the dirt, in the dust, as it were. Do you still want it? Of course you do. What if I put it in my mouth, which I'm not going to do because it'd be totally gross, and I just chewed it up and spat it out on the floor for people to walk over? Would you still want it? Yeah, probably not as much as earlier, but especially my girls. But of course, the answer is yes. And why is that? It's because the value of this Australian currency has never lost its value. It's still worth everything that, you know, it was created to be, even though it's been through a lot. So I do want to give you that.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, you're welcome. It's good coming to church, isn't it? Hey, it's great coming to Gateway. You get flowers, you get money. It's awesome. You're welcome. Yeah. So we're hoping that you could come every Sunday. Actually, maybe once a fortnight because it could get a bit expensive. I just want to invite you to stand, because what I want to say today is this. Some of you have felt like you've been walked all over. Some of you have felt like that life has chewed you up and spat you out. But God, your Heavenly Father, wants you to know that in His eyes, you have never lost your value. You are still just as valuable to Him as when He first created you. You're just as valuable. You've never lost your value. You've never lost your value. And what makes us, you know, one thing that we have all, the thing that we have all in common today is this, that even though we might have different earthly dads, we have the same eternal dad. We've all got the same dad. We all got the same dad in heaven, our eternal dad. That's what makes us the family of God when we make Him our Heavenly Father. I'd like to give you an opportunity today to make God, your heavenly Father, through the sacrifice of his Son, Jesus Christ. You know, just as much as one of God's favorite things to say is yes, I want to encourage you today to say yes to God. I want to encourage you to say yes to forgiveness. I want to encourage you to say yes to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. If that's you, if you're saying, yeah, please, Jason, include me in this prayer. I want you to pray after me. I want to encourage you to say yes, because who knows how long we have. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Pray after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you this day and I humbly ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Help me, God, to be the person that you've created me to be. I acknowledge you as my Lord and Savior this day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from Gateway Life Church. We hope you're equipped, encouraged, and empowered. To stay engaged or learn more about Gateway Life Church, please visit gatewaylifechurch.org.au. We hope to see you soon.